This is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. In about a half hour, the U.S. Supreme Court will issue an opinion in one or more cases. Several cases with Texas ties remain on the docket. One will determine if the state's abortion restrictions are legal. Another will determine if UT Austin's affirmative action program unfairly discriminated against a white applicant. The fate of President Obama's executive action on immigration also hangs in the balance. His order would prevent deportation for undocumented parents of American children and those who were brought to the country when they were children. With only 8 justices now on the Supreme Court, there's a risk of a tie vote. If that happens, the lower court rulings remain in place and no precedent is set. The Clyburn International Amateur Piano Competition heads into the semifinal round. Software engineer Ken Isaka is one of 12 people performing today.
Classical music is something that we as human race can be proud of. The more we can keep this great art alive, I think the richer our experience as a human race would be.
The semifinalists will have up to 28 minutes for their piano recital. The 6 finalists chosen tonight will perform Saturday with the Fort Worth Symphony at Bass Performance Hall. You can learn more about the semifinalists at artandseek.org. Well, more traffic headaches in downtown Dallas on Friday night because of construction on one of the bridges in the Mixmaster. All lanes going south on I-35 around downtown will close at 10 p.m. That includes the I-30 East exit. Drivers can still go west on I-30. Diane Trudillo is the spokesperson for the Horseshoe Project.
We'll be detouring all southbound traffic onto Woodall Rogers, and drivers will need to exit towards southbound 75 from Woodall Rogers to access southbound 35 as well as eastbound 30.
To keep up with the Mixmaster Remix, you can text Dallas Horseshoe as one word to 31996, or you can follow the updates on Facebook or Twitter. All lanes will reopen by 10 a.m. Saturday. 50 years ago this summer, Ingmar Bergman released what became one of the most influential art house films. The Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth will show Persona Tuesday. Our big screen team talks about the movie's enduring appeal.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
Now, Chris, you and I have been talking movies every Thursday for nearly 5 years, and I don't think we've ever discussed one of your favorite directors, and that's the Swedish director Ingmar Bergman.
That is a situation we must remedy right now.
We are going to. Before we talk specifically about his film Persona, what is it about Bergman in general that excites you?
Bergman was really at the forefront of European art film in the 50s and 60s and the 70s and going on a little bit later. I don't think there's any filmmaker who presents psychological states visually any better than Bergman. He was a pretty tortured soul, and he just bared that tortured soul out on the screen through a number of extremely memorable characters and stories.
Persona is among his most famous films. It's the first of 10 movies he made with Liv Ullmann. He or she plays an actress who's decided to stop talking after an onstage mishap, and she's put under the psychological care of a nurse who's played by B.B. Anderson. And the rest of the movie is pretty much the nurse sharing what's on her mind with the patient out at this country house. Now, that's obviously the most literal interpretation of the story. There's actually a lot going on beneath the surface here.
Yeah, Stephen, when I first read the plot summary of Persona, which is when I went to see it for the first time, and it just completely flipped my brain inside out. The summary said that these two women switch personalities, that it's kind of a transference of personality. I guess you can certainly interpret it that way, but I think that's almost a simplification of what's going on.
Which is saying something, that switching personalities is a simplification.
Yes, only in the world of Ingmar Bergman.
There are a number of innovative techniques that Bergman deploys in Persona, including reminding you that you're watching a film. The most famous scene in the movie comes about halfway through, where we're watching one of the characters in the house just kind of doing nothing, and the film we're watching literally breaks and catches fire.
That's a scene where one of the characters is so upset with the other character, and it's almost like the physical manifestation of her anger is the film melting and breaking. It's a really unique and chilling moment.
I was looking up some old reviews of Persona, and I think this pretty much sums it up. It's from Bosley Crowther, the famed New York Times movie critic from the 1960s, and he writes, "It's likely to move you more deeply as poetry than as thought." And it is more of a movie that you let kind of wash over you. And in that sense, a museum is actually a perfect setting for the film. The Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth shows it on Tuesday. And I was thinking that watching Persona is kind of like looking at some of the pieces in that museum. You may not quite get them on a literal note, but the important thing is to think about how you feel when you look at them.
Yeah, I'm always a little hesitant to describe movies as museum pieces. That said, Fort Worth Modern does a fantastic job programming and showing films at their museum. I still think it's very much alive to the senses.
Okay, so for someone who catches Persona, really digs it, and wants to dive deeper into Bergman, what are some next steps?
I would actually consider Persona a later step. It's pretty advanced out there, Bergman. If you want something a little more accessible, I might go with Wild Strawberries, perhaps The Seventh Seal. These are actually very story-driven films compared to Persona. So if you see Persona and then you're like, what in the world was that? And I want to see what else this guy is up to. Those other films, especially Wild Strawberries, are probably a little bit more what you're used to when you go to see a foreign film or any film.
Well, Chris, if you need a break from those big summer blockbusters, it sounds like those are maybe some good options.
Absolutely.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Persona screens Tuesday night at 7 at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth. Details are at artandseek.org. As for the forecast, nothing new with weather. Sunny skies, a high around 95 expected this afternoon. Overnight low 75 under mostly clear skies. And then tomorrow it's sunny again with a high of 95. It's 81 degrees now in Dallas and Fort Worth.